This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful cloudy day in Palm City.
It's going to rain.
Is it going to rain?
Well, at some point it will.
Well, I would not be shocked if it, is this an official weather report?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a Weather Channel, you know, reporter. I just say it looks like it might rain at some point today, but it may not.
Do you know our computer says it feels like 106 degrees?
Does it? Wow, that explains
it's not
a lot.
106 degrees.
No, it just feels like
well,
it. Well, I don't know. I've got a better app here.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's what it is, but high today 92, low 77.
This is my NOAA app.
Okay.
And it says it feels like 101, so
okay.
I like my app.
So maybe around all this equipment and hot air in here, it might be a little warmer than than your app.
Yeah.
Well, incidentally, this is Wednesday Live. We're so glad that you're joining us today, and we have a studio that's filled with staff this morning. And we are going to be talking a little bit about the programs that take place Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock, which is kind of great, a little bit of fulfillment of some vision. We're going to talk about that some. And then we do have some elections coming up. I guess you knew about that, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, David.
Thank you.
And Karen, great to have
Good
you
to
here
be
this
here.
Morning.
Good morning.
And we do have one of our own who's going to be joining us, Brian Longworth, a little later in the in the morning. So we're going to be connecting with Brian, and Brian's going to be sharing with us a little bit about where we are and some things that we need to be aware of, and praying that the body of Christ at large, that all of us are not only prayerful, but that we are making plans to actively vote and be a part of the solution in these upcoming elections. And, of course, we have the issues of the value of life, and Brian is a strong supporter of all of that. So I'm sure we're going to get some more updates from Brian from that perspective. But we are glad that you're listening this morning and that you're joining us. We come to you every Wednesday morning. And I don't have in front of me the date when we started Wednesday Live, but I know it's been, what, maybe 3-4 years since we started. Maybe more?
Way longer than that.
Way longer.
Where did the time go? Where did the time go? Yes, well, your program, Dave, you now have two programs at 11 o'clock during the week.
That's right. Monday is the front line. And there we just feature ministries, people in ministry, national, local, in between. Have a wide variety. It's really kind of cool. Let them talk about their ministry. First of all, their God story. How do they meet the Lord? And as I always tell them, well, tell us what he's done to you since then.
Right. Bring it
getting
current,
into
right?
ministry. But, and then what they're doing and share with people. People love to hear what people are doing in ministry and lift them up. The Tuesday program is called A Biblical Response, and that is where we take a look at stuff going on in the news that people are getting upset about, maybe, but taking the view through the lens of the Bible, because a lot of people are saying, even Christians are throwing up their hands saying, what am I supposed to do about
all this? Right.
You know, and so, well, go back to the Word of God and look at it. We pick usually one thing that has been in the news in the week, you know, that we're before we go on the air. And that has probably been the most controversial of all the programs we have, because a part of this is, you know, getting back to the Bible as the authoritative Word of God, what the Bible tells us, how we deal with the stuff going on. But part of how we deal with that is we have a breakdown in our culture, in that there's a lot of people that, well, the church especially, is not getting involved in government, is not bringing the Word of God into the culture, which we're supposed to do. So we've had some pushback from people that aren't hearing that from the pulpit. And so they don't know that they're being called by the Lord to go out there and speak to the people who are leading the nation and the people who are voting for them, and to be a part of the biblical worldview that we're hoping to see there.
So when you talk about addressing current events, I know many times everyone immediately runs and says, well, that's a political program. But current events are not necessarily, from our perspective, intended to be a political discussion. It's a matter of bringing biblical truth,
yes,
and revelation to what is being presented that's happening on the stage of the world. And so I guess mm-hmm. there's a sense of a political tie to almost everything that goes on in the world. You know, there's some alliances, I'm sure. But being able to really look at some things through the lens of the scriptures is something that every one of us as Christians really should build the skills to do.
Amen.
And yeah. Now, do you take calls on your program, Dave?
We do invite calls. We don't get a lot of people calling, but on occasion we do.
Do you promote the calls?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
We encourage
okay.
the people to call, usually at the bottom of the hour when we're, you know, we've said something that might interest people or upset them either way, but that they would call in. But, you know, it gets back to there's this horrible demonic lie about the separation of church and state. And it's been taught so much, people believe it's true. And then even from my peers, because I'm a pastor and you're a pastor,
right.
and many of our peers absolutely abhor talking about getting involved in government. But let's face it, politics is necessarily always about just government. When people get together, when there's a community of people and they bring their own ideologies, their ideas, their beliefs, their hunger, their desire, whatever it is, that is where politics happens, because it's in that frame of reference when people have their own opinions and ideas and ideologies and theologies, if you will. That's the milieu of politics that happens. Yes, in government is where we see it, but it happens in the church. Lord knows, if I could have ever edited politics out of my church experience, it would have been much better. But that's a dynamic of people coming together. But here's the thing. They're in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and other founding documents of America, the separation of church and state as a phrase does not appear there. Where it comes out of is Thomas Jefferson was responding in a letter to the Danbury Baptists, who were very much concerned about the government, because remember, Jefferson really authored most of the Declaration of Independence and a lot of the other stuff. They were afraid of the government getting involved in the church. It was like in England,
right,
where they came from. So he wrote about the attitude of the founding fathers in the writing of the document from God was that, no, the government should not be involved in the church, but the church should always be involved in speaking God's word to the government. So it was really keeping the government out of the church, not the other way around. But that Satan turned that around. So we got to get that back 180 degrees to realize God's people are called, because God is government.
Yeah.
We're called to bring the word of God to government, and that has various applications, one of which is when we're voting for people is to see what their biblical, if they have a biblical worldview, because they have opinions that inform policies, and policies feed into laws. And so if we don't have godly people in government who are making the laws, then what happens? The laws they make are often ungodly and oppressive, and we have a lot of that going on right now. So anyway, to say that's at the core of that program is getting people back to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I don't want them just to listen to us so we can tell them what to do. Well, what we're doing is edifying them so that they themselves can take responsibility out of the call as God has given them in their life in Christ to learn how to take that response, what to do as members of the culture we live in.
It's very important. Very important.
Very much so.
In college, one of the classes I had in looking at the first covenant, and I kind of hate to say Old Testament, but, you know, it was the first covenant, First Testament. But in looking at that, there were ceremonial laws.
Mm-hmm.
There were laws. Well, governments have laws, right?
Yeah.
So there were ceremonial, quote, laws. That is what they were looked upon as ceremonial laws. And God said, you are to serve me in this manner, and then laid out the feast days and laid out a series of things that impacted behavior in regards to men seeking God and their relationship with God, fulfilling the will of God. So we had all those aspects of the ceremonial law. Now we know that Jesus said, I did not come to destroy what? The law.
The law, yeah.
So again, governments have laws. So
yeah.
God established these laws. And so Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. Fulfill
Amen.
What? Fulfill all aspects of the ceremonial law, wherein you had to bring the blood of animals to look forward to an atoning sacrifice. Jesus fulfills that, right? We know that. So that was one area of laws, but there were also civil laws. And they're called laws, civil laws. And they addressed how God wanted Israel to live in the land. Sounds like government.
It does, yeah.
And so this was what God gave. And so there were all these guidelines when you're in the land, whether it had to do with your crops. The crops were to have a Sabbath rest. You go, well, that's kind of crazy, but not really. You know, I know today there's a lot of sense, and farmers do that. I know as a boy, my father was a farmer, and he would say, this field is having its Sabbath rest, and they would grow whatever in it, you know, grass or something would grow in that field, and it would just totally rest for a season, a year, and then they'd come back and farm. But there were a number of things that instructed how God's people were to manage the land. God said, this is my land. And so, again, government, a land, a king, an overseer, laws. So you had the ceremonial, dealt with how man relates to God. You have the civil, how man manages what God has entrusted to them. Because we're managers, we really don't bring anything in. We don't take anything out. So we're managers. And then we had the commandments, the Ten Commandments, along with a lot of applications, right? So we look at those and we call those moral law, moral law. So the moral law was not just for Israel. The moral law still carries, you know, God doesn't change. And so when it addresses adultery or stealing or lusting or coveting or truth, all of those different things, idolatry, you look at the Ten Commandments in Exodus, and those are laws that God put in place for all of us, right? So when I know we'll have people sometimes call, in fact, a very good friend of mine I've known for a lot of years, he was in the other day and came in to make a donation. It was really great to see him because I've known him over a lot of years. Don't see him often, but he came in, made a donation, and he said, I like the variety of programming that you have. And he goes, well, except that one program. I said, what, there's only one program? He said, well, one program, well, and he was talking about Phyllis Schlafly.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, it goes a little far for me. And so that's okay. He said, but you have so many programs that I get so much from. And we were talking about the fact that if you only eat one type of food every day, you know, that could become monotonous, right? And so God made us different, and we are different. Our music, you know, the youth, the kids, the, you know, young adults, there's some different styles of music, different taste, different churches, different backgrounds. And so what he was saying, we were talking about, is that WCNO is a radio station that brings a broad opportunity of the representation of the body of Christ, seeking to lift up Jesus Christ in everything. And I have a letter because I pray over this letter. I pray over this dear friend of our ministry for years, support of the ministry. Mm-hmm. And personally had some issues with one of our programs and said, I can no longer support WCNO because you have this program on the station. And so I pray over that because as perfect as that family may be, I'm sure that they're not perfectly perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about fish. I love fish. I love fish. I don't like bones. I don't like bones in my fish. But fish come with bones. And people come with differences. And we do not all present the truth as clearly for every person. Some people relate more so than another. But I like this brother's maturity. Yeah. And I'm just going to call it spiritual maturity. And don't get mad at me. Well, please don't get mad. I'd prefer you don't. And I'm not judging any one person, but I would just say that it's maturity to be able to love someone that may be at a different place in their spiritual journey than you are.
Yeah.
And so as they're coming along, they're actually celebrating the fact that God has allowed us to minister one to another, encourage one another, and to hopefully cause each other to grow.
Yeah.
And the scripture talks about men, you know, this whole thing of iron sharpening iron.
Mm-hmm.
And when iron sharpens irons, there's a bunch of sparks.
Yeah.
And there's direct contact.
Right.
And so in delivering the gospel here at WCNO, we have a great variety of artists, musicians, music, and programming. And I thought that was great that a brother would come in and say, listen, I like it that WCNO has some programs that stretch my understanding.
Yeah.
They force me out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Yep.
And so it's, I guess we should say, Karen, we do not put all these programs together. Maybe you could address that because sometimes people think, why did you put that program?
Could I throw in a quick comment? Because, and I appreciate the brother, and we've loved on him for many years, who decided the one program he didn't like, he wasn't going to listen to the station.
And not support any longer because of
that. But, you know, to be honest and to say the spiritual message here is, look, God knows I'm a sinner saved by grace. Every action that I take, everything that I say, doesn't always inspire God. You know, not everything I say, God says, man, that was the greatest thing, Dave, you've ever... There's some things that are going on in my life that, my sin nature still manifests itself. But no matter the things that God hears from me or about me that he doesn't like, he doesn't stop listening to me. And I think that's a message.
Good point.
We can say about any Christian media, look... Yeah, there's some things. Well, I'll tell you, there are a couple of programs I don't listen to here because they really don't bless me, okay? They bless somebody.
I am so thankful for that.
But I guess to say, you know.
Can we say that, Dave? Can we say there are some programs that we don't like as much as others?
We have to be honest. I really do think that honesty is the best policy.
Right.
Just to say, because we have a wide, somebody gets blessed by whatever we broadcast.
Right.
But not everybody gets blessed by everything. And so that's okay. That's why we have a wide-ranging format.
Anyway. We do. And it's intentionally not like every other radio station.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of great radio stations out there that have different formats. A lot of them have very similar formats. WCNO has a niche. And I'll just say, you know, our founders, Ray Cassis, and he's with the Lord today, I'm sure. But Ray's heart was, let's not compete and just do what everybody else does. How can we minister to the body of Christ on a broader spectrum by bringing in a broader overview of music? Yeah. I call it the smorgasbord. You know, as a kid, boy, did I love to go to a smorgasbord. Take me to that. But we used to have Morrison's Cafeteria, you know, in places like that.
What a great set of memories. You just ignited a great set of memories for me.
But I love that because, you know, at the house, the rule was you eat what's on the plate and be thankful.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like we didn't get to vote on what was going to be served. That's what we were going to get. And that was because of budgets and other things that took place. But going to the smorgasbord, it was like, well, okay, now I have this amount of money. And I remember literally going, okay, now that is 48 cents, and that's going to be, how can I get the things I want most for the amount of money that I have? Well, Ray Cass's, his vision was, let's not just play the top whatever, whether it's 40, 50, 100, whatever. His thing was, let's seek to bring some biblical balance, biblically balanced truth from national, well-known, gifted speakers that have a heart for God. Let's seek to bring a message that connects with our listening audience, that's going to reach the different aspects of the family. And so that's what we did. And so that's who we are today. We're still that today. But at the core of all of that, our purpose is to lift Jesus Christ up, Amen. To make sure the gospel is presented, and to give our listeners an opportunity to express your faith. Many will come into the station. The doors are open. That's kind of, you know, the way my heart is. I moved the office from the back room to the front room. Not that we have a big place. We have a small place. But I wanted to be in the front room so I could see who was coming in, meet the people, know the people. And we encourage that. And Monday through Friday is a picture of some of that. So, David, I think part of what you were saying is that as a pastor, the people expect every message to get better. But the reality is, some messages are better than others.
True.
And one person is saying, Dave, that is absolutely the best biblical truth you have ever presented. And I know this has happened because anybody who ministers, someone else is sitting next saying, I didn't get anything out of the service.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it at all, you know, and because people receive differently, right, and wherever
Absolutely.
They are. So, Karen, how do we address that whole area where people go, well, why would you allow that program, or why do you do that program? Do we actually have any direct say in the daily production of most of these programs?
Not the national ones.
Not the national ones.
But we do with ours.
With our live programming,
our locally
we do.
Produced ones, yeah.
So if somebody really likes it, you would like to hear about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us about your program so people can go, oh, yes, let me let Karen know. And you have a fan club. You definitely do.
So on Friday, I have Hidden Places from 11 to 12. And, you know, we just, we're not, neither of us, none of myself or my co-hosts are pastors. We're not in ministry leadership, but the Lord has given us each a voice, and we, myself with my co-host, we just bring our voices together on Fridays to talk about what the Lord has put on each of our hearts. You know, and I wanted to say something to the people that get offended with programs or things that they don't like. You know, Colossians 3 says to make allowance for each other's faults. You know, you may think
read that again.
How true that is.
Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
Wow, that's
and above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. And I feel like on my program that, you know, we're not theologically trained, but we express as part, I'm part of the body of Christ, my co-hosts are part of the body of Christ, and we each express what the Lord has put in us. So if you don't agree with us or you take issue, then you got to talk to the Lord about that. You know, because we're just putting things out. But I had the people that listen to my program, they said, sent me a text message last week, right after the program's over, best program ever, you know, with all these.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, she had put that on there 6 months ago. Oh, that was the best thing. So every so often she'll say that was the best ever because she's hearing from the Spirit of God, you know, maybe I said one thing, or maybe Deanne or Sean or Nanette just brought one point, but it's by the Spirit of God. So we have to look at what you can receive from each of the programs, you know, just information. There might just be one nugget. You listen for a whole hour and you're like, oh, boring, you know, but then there might be just one thing that you hear and it confirms something in your spirit. And I believe that that's my program does that.
So
prayer is that.
We do accept responsibility for our live programming that we produce in-house,
yes,
right?
We do.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do.
So talk to us. Let us know. Send emails in, and we will definitely look at those. We do look at those. And so Rachel is here.
Hello.
And Rachel, along with Alexa, are at work with a new program.
Yes, we are. Never would have expected it. God does wonder and marvelous
Amen.
Things. And it's on Thursdays, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock.
Right here?
Totally
right
live.
Right here. Totally live.
Yeah.
What happens in your program?
Well, we just talk about different subjects and topics. Tomorrow we're talking about hearing the voice of God.
Mm. Okay. That's important.
And, it's very broad, though.
Well, of course it is.
Every subject we have is like, we could stay on it for a month, probably. So,
well, part of what, Karen, you mentioned earlier, and I think about Revelation, wherein the admonition is to let him who has ears hear what the Spirit saith to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's many people that teach, there's many people that sing, there's many people who share their stories. But in that, it's not our traditions that's going to minister to us.
No.
It's not our accent. Oh, I just, you know, I love that Tennessee accent. And, you know, I love that country accent or that English accent or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it that's not what's going to minister to
us.
But let him who has ears hear what the Spirit saith. So really, as parts of the body of Christ, we are, I believe, appropriately given the opportunity to say, Father, give me ears to hear what the Spirit would say to the church.
Amen.
And so that's very important. And so Monday through Friday, now we have Dave, you're on Monday morning?
Monday morning, 11 to noon, and Tuesday, 11 to noon.
Awesome. And you have a lively crew in both of those?
Yeah, Tuesday especially because
Tuesday
of the
gets lively
stuff.
You know, you were talking about deception yesterday and scams, and it was amazing.
Well, can I want to, remember I talked to you this morning about God's Got It? And I wanted to let you know, Rachel, and really it was a revelation the Lord gave me. I'm listening to your program on demand.
Okay.
This morning.
Good.
And you begin to hit on the topics fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the Lord, I stopped because yesterday's program for the front line, A Biblical Response, we meet on Mondays on a WhatsApp video call to kind of figure out what God wants us to do for the Tuesday program. And one of our members had a telephone scam that was very, very sophisticated.
Mm.
And the result was he was fearful and anxious because of the content of it. And it really led us, because that's been in the news, right? Scams and all that.
Yes.
The impactful nature. So we got biblically into fear and anxiety using his experience and talking about the scamming that's going on. And so all of that, and it was rich in the program. So I'm listening this morning on demand to last week's God's Got It.
Okay.
And I'm hearing fear and anxiety. Now, what God is saying to me, Rachel, out of that is, look what I'm doing in what I've called you to do, especially in the live program. Often our programs are off, not off the cuff, but there's not a lot of scripting that goes on. We pray, God leads us.
Right.
So because of that, look what I'm doing. I am weaving in important themes into these programs for the edification of the listener.
That's awesome.
Amen.
So, wow, that's a Holy
great.
Spirit
well,
thing.
We're almost out of time because we're nearing the bottom of the hour, and I have another guest that's going to be coming on. But we appreciate your communication when you send in your donations. Thank you for that. And I know Karen has something that someone sent in, and maybe we'll get to that before we're finished. But keep your dial set right here at 89.9. This is Wednesday Live. We'll be right back after the song. And Brian Longworth is going to be joining us. We're going to be looking at some important aspects of the upcoming election, how we can prepare our hearts and be participants in the kingdom in regards to the direction of our nation. So keep your dial set right here. And that was Meredith Andrews. Song's entitled "You Are Not Alone." Thank God.
Hello, amen.
That's a promise, really, of the Lord to us that He would never leave us or forsake us. Welcome, Brian Longworth. You're a part of our family here. Are you able to hear us okay this morning?
Yes, I sure can.
Brian, great to have you on air with us. Great to have you on air with us for Wednesday Live this morning. It's been a little while since we've had you on the program. You are a brother that is certainly not a stranger to WCNO. You might want to just open up by telling us a little bit about yourself. I know you have a Sunday program and you have a business that Let us know a little bit about who Brian Longworth is.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm a businessman and a Christian, Christian first, a husband, a father. You know, I am a pastor. We do have a show that is on, our church show that's on Saturday or Sunday mornings at 8:30 in the morning here on WCNO, right before Pastor Sam Chess, Grace Alive. So, you know, I know, you know, some people, I talked to someone just the other day that actually said, well, you know what, I was actually listening to you on my way to church, you know. So that's a great thing. And I know that there are some people that aren't able to go to church that do listen to the station. In fact, I've talked to some people that, you know, I really wouldn't have thought that maybe they would listen to the station, but they do. And, you know, that's a great thing to be able to reach out to people that are Christians and also reach out to people that are actually, you know, may not go to church, or maybe they're not able to go to church. Maybe they're seeking God. And so that's something that's really, really, you know, a blessing to be able to do.
So Brian, you have been really a voice for the unborn. You have, you're one of the very few people I know personally that have had some prison time because of your stance for life. What is taking place with that, and how important is it that the body of Christ gear up for the upcoming election season?
Well, yes, it actually is very, very important. You know, if you look at the Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And it's very important that we, and also the Bible also says in Proverbs that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked man rules, the people groan. And since in America, we actually have not only the right, but the responsibility to vote for those who are in office, it's very important that we do that. You know, that we are voting for those who would be righteous rulers, and not that we're going to get someone that's perfect. No one's perfect. You know, Jesus isn't on the ballot, but you know, we need to first of all realize
good
that the
point.
Bible speaks to government, and also, you know, it speaks to every area of life, including government. God created it and ordained and established government. And also, we need to study the Bible to see what the Bible says about government, and then also study the candidates to see where the candidates stand on issues that are biblical, of biblical importance. I mean, we just think in this primary election, which is coming up, so, you know, right now people are voting by mail, and beginning August 8th through the 15th, that's the early voting period. If you, by the way, are out there and you haven't registered to vote, you've missed the deadline to register to vote for the primary election, but you can still register to vote. You just won't be able to vote in the primary election, but the early voting will be August 8th through the 15th, and then election day will be August 18th. And most school board races will be decided in the primary race. A lot of city council races will be decided in this primary election. The candidates who will represent their parties will be established in this primary election. And in many counties in Florida, you know, I know there's a lot of counties today in Florida that are considered red counties, heavily Republican, and then there's still some that are heavily Democrat. In those areas, the representatives for those parties will very likely win in the general election. So participating in the primary is vitally important for determining who will actually be in authority. And we're talking about, when we talk about the school board, I mean, what are we talking about? You know, are you going to vote for someone that supports boys going into girls' bathrooms, or a boy being on the girls' swim team and undressing in front of the girls in the locker room? These are real issues that affect children in our counties. And so there's some very, very important issues that are on the ballot, and we're going to, when we talk about who we vote for, it's very important to determine where do you stand on these issues, you know, and so that I would encourage everyone, you know, if you're not registered to vote yet, get registered. You won't be able to vote in the primary, but you can do what you can do. You can get registered. If you are registered to vote, make sure that you start understanding and studying what God says about elections. And then also, in addition to that, start studying where the candidates stand. Now, in St. Lucie County, real soon, we will have a primary election voter guide that will be out soon. We don't currently have anyone working on one in any other counties. And I know there's a lot of counties in the WCNO listening area. If you're out there and you want to help produce, it takes about 30 hours to produce a local voter guide. We can help you with it. We're right at the deadline where, you know, right now we could actually get one out before the early voting period. So if you do want to do that, you can actually give me a call. I can even give my phone number if that's okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
So my direct line is 772-237-1586. Again, 772-237-1586. You can also go to our website, personedfl.com, and you can, personedfl.com, you can actually send us a contact information or contact us on Facebook on our Personed Florida Facebook page or Florida Votes Values Facebook page. Let us know that you want to be involved in that, and we can reach out. And again, we're right at the deadline where we could get it done, but it would be quick. You know, so
personhood.
Yes, personhood. So, okay. So the word there comes from the Constitution. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process.
So, personhoodflorida.com.
Yes, personhoodflorida.com, and okay. Florida is abbreviated FL.
Okay.
So you know, that's what we're. What we're looking at, we will have, again, voter guides for St. Lucie County. We'll have information. I know there is, and we will have this available on our website, on our voter guide website. And I'll give that. That address is Florida, abbreviated FL, valuesvoterguide.com. We will soon have voter guides, links to voter guides for all of the state and federal races on that website. So again, that's Florida, abbreviated FL, valuesvoterguide.com. You can go there, and you can actually, coming up real soon, within a week before the primary, before the early voting starts, we will have links to the voter guides for all of the counties for the state and federal races, and we'll at least have St. Lucie County for the local races. And again, if anyone wants to volunteer to produce voter guides in any other areas, then we can actually help you with that.
So as far as tools, you're giving us tools, you're giving us websites, yeah, that people can go to. So even if you don't have a specific county guide, the state and federal races, that will be available. And you said that website is FL?
Yes, FL, valuesvoterguide.com.
Okay, valuesvoterguide.com. Okay, and that's for state and federal races. And then you're saying St. Lucie County for,
yes,
the specific voter's guide for the county. They would go
for the local races.
local. Is that at the personhood?
Well, that'll be at that website as well. The
Florida Values?
We'll have a link at personhoodflorida.com, but that'll be at floridavaluesvoterguide.com.
Okay. So what are some of the issues that are really important issues for the church to look at and focus on in this election that's coming up? I know we've always had a lot of push to be pro-life, and obviously you are, and I am, and we are, but where are we with some of these issues? What are the key issues as you see them?
Yeah, well, one of the things I just want to mention, a lot of people really miss this. I've had people tell me that at the local level, values don't really matter because you know, people are pretty much the same at the local level. And yet, you know, I heard that, and then we found that in Martin County, this is years ago, thankfully, pro-life citizens rose up and put a stop to this. But the Children's Services Council, which is in St. Lucie County, in Martin County, Palm Beach County, and there's some other counties that have Children's Services Councils. But the one in Martin County, we found out, was giving over $70,000 a year to Planned Parenthood. And on that board was the sheriff, or a representative from the sheriff's office, was a county commissioner, was a school board member. And in St. Lucie County, they were giving over $500,000 a year to Planned Parenthood. And in Palm Beach County, they actually are still giving over $2 million a year to Planned Parenthood. And so we're looking at, you know, when people say values don't matter at the local level, that's not true. You need to know that your candidates are pro-life. They need to really, you look at the foundation of the Bible. It was a requirement for the kings of Israel to read the law of God. They actually had to have a copy of the law of God, and they had to read it. And it was a requirement for the entire nation to actually come together once a year and to read the Bible, to read the law of God, and to see what God required of them. So, you know, having a Christian, really, one of the things, our founding fathers, a lot of people say, well, there's separation of church and state. The founding fathers actually believed that it was important to have Christians in office and to elect Christians in office. And so, you know, life is important. The belief that God exists, because, you know, if you don't believe that God exists, then you believe that you can make up your own rules.
That's right.
You can do whatever you want to do if God doesn't exist. But if God does exist, then he makes the rules and you're subject to them. And so, you know, someone that reads the Bible, someone that prays, these are important issues. It's important to know that your elected officials, where they stand on issues like boys in girls' sports, boys entering girls' bathrooms or a girls' locker room. That should never happen. It's really insanity. But there are people out there that do support this type of stuff. Not in the primary election, but in the general election, there will be a constitutional amendment on that will affect taxation, property taxes. Where the candidates stand on the issues of property taxes and other types of taxes. I actually personally believe that all property taxes should be abolished.
I agree.
If you look in the Bible, there was clear delineation on property rights, and God did not allow for the changing of property, for someone to lose their property forever. you know, that was something that was really big. And obviously with property taxes, you know, that can happen. So, you know, some of the biblical, you know, principles that are out there, you know, and I've actually been going over these on our show on Sunday mornings at 8:30. You know, we've gone over that rulers must recognize God is our creator. Rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. You know, again, not that everyone will be perfect, but that's what, you know, we should be looking for. They should be just judges. We should look for judges that will rule justly. You know, you know, we talked about life. You know, our laws should really be based on the law of God. They were in the founding era. You know, the number one book that the founding fathers read, and by the way, half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence had gone to Bible school. So when people say, well, there should be no, you know, there should be separation of church and state, they're misunderstanding that phrase. That phrase was not in the Constitution. That phrase was written in a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Dansbury Baptists, who were concerned that the government was going to make a specific religion, and you know, as an official religion. So you know, one of the things that we need to make sure that we realize and understand, and you know, in our sermons, we're actually quoting not only the Bible, but also the founding fathers, not because the founding fathers, what they say means more than the Bible, but because a lot of people don't realize that they were Christians. Many of them were Christians, and they, you know, even the ones that weren't strong Christians, they believed in a God that rules the affairs of men and rules in the universe, and that we need to actually keep his commandments. And so, you know, our laws should be based on God. You know, our politicians should actually honor God. I mean, at the founding of this country, presidents and governors would call for national days of fasting and prayer, and the entire area would not work that day. They would actually fast and pray on behalf of this nation, and God moved on behalf of the nation when they did that. You know, so these are some of the things that are really important that we need to look at. And, you know, anyone that wants to learn more about that, definitely I would encourage you, read the Bible. And, you know, you can listen to our show on Sunday if it doesn't conflict with your church service, because I know it's important to, you know, for everyone to go to their own church service. But some people are able to listen to it as they go. And I think you guys even have a list. Do you have your listen on demand?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So your program comes on at 8 what?
8:30.
You're on at 8:30. And so anyone who's listening today, any of our listeners at any time, can go to on demand, WCNO.com, and go to on demand. And you can go to the date and pull up 8:30, and you can listen to these messages as Brian is sharing. And, Brian, I want to just say that you address some topics in a unique, gifted way that we don't have anyone else on the station doing. I mean, you address things. God is, I mean, you have a passion for this, and you address some of these topics in a wonderful way, and I believe it's beneficial for everybody that listens.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to do what God has called me to do, and you know, definitely applying biblical principles to your personal life is important, but also applying biblical principles to your family is important, to your church, but equally important to your local, state, and federal governments. That's important. This was something that at the founding of the country was commonplace to do. Not that they were perfect, but they sought to apply biblical principles to government. And we need to do the same today. We need to return God to America.
That's right. That's right.
We need to return God to all the counties, the state of Florida, and to all of the counties that we live in, and to all of our cities and our communities. We need to, really a revival and reformation in our country. And this is really what we're hopeful for and what we're really praying for, you know. And again, we need to, since we have this responsibility, this right and responsibility, we need to actually use this to actually use this responsibility to vote for those who would rule in authority, so that we can actually have good, righteous people. Abraham Lincoln said this: the philosophy of a schoolroom in one generation becomes the philosophy of government in the next. And when you have teachers that are teaching kids that their ancestors were monkeys, and that at one point they were the ancestors were just an amoeba, rather than that we are created in God's image, that we are God's image bearer, that we have this right and this responsibility, that makes a huge difference. And this coming primary election, we will be voting to determine who will establish the curriculum for our communities, for our schools. So it's important to get out there and to vote according to biblical values.
Brian, what is the name of your church, and how can people connect? You have the program, but you are a pastor.
Yes.
You've been pastoring a long time.
So,
your father was one of the
church,
first pastors I met.
Yes, our church name is Covenant Tabernacle, and we do have a website, covenanttabernacle.com, and you can give me a call directly on my direct number, 772-237-1586, 772-237-1586.
You know, Brian, I have people that will contact us here at the station. People make comments about the church needs to focus on reaching lost people and stay out of the politics. But really, the condition of godlessness in our nation is the result of a sleeping church, I believe.
Yes.
And God is shaking the church. We have some renewed or refreshed opportunities that are being stirred. And when we look at our founders, it's true that all of them may not have been personally godly in the sense of being fully surrendered to Christ, but they were God-fearing. And so it's not like we're trying to create this as a foundation for our nation. We're desiring to rebuild the foundations that have been corroded and eroded, because that is our history. Where is the life issue? We just have a couple minutes left, and I want you to close with prayer, but where's the life issue? Where are we with that?
Well, you know, there are some laws that have made progress, but abortions are still happening in this state. And one of the things that is happening that's alarming is that women can actually call up and order abortifacients. Even girls, teenage girls, without their parents' knowledge, can call up an abortion pill mill and order the abortion pill and have it shipped. Now, the federal government has made some changes where I believe that they're restricting that from happening across state lines, but it can happen across country lines even. And some parents have actually found multiple abortion packs in their daughter's bedroom. And this is really something that the legislature hasn't addressed yet. And we really need to be praying and encouraging our local legislators to actually act to protect every innocent human life without exception.
Well, Brian, you've shared a lot with us today. I really want to thank you for joining us. And I always am challenged and encouraged in talking with you. I love the passion that God's put in your heart. And really, you've been a frontline person, really working hard to see the babies protected and to see righteous agendas raised up. And you've been doing that for many years. What, 30 plus years, 40 years?
Yes.
A long time, long time. Yes. And so would you just lift up...